Asia, Thailand. No green light. Back to the barricades.
Traffic lights go from red to yellow. Thai politics goes the other way. Last year, it was the yellow shirts of the Royalist People's Alliance for Democracy, or PAD, who stormed the Prime Minister's compound, bringing the country to its knees and forcing the government out. Now, after a few months' calm, tens of thousands of red-shirted protesters are surrounding the compound, demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister, Apisit Wicharachiwa, and holding up portraits of Thaksin Shinawat, the twice-elected Prime Minister deposed by the army in 2006. A wealthy fugitive from Thai courts, Mr. Thaksin flits between bolt holes, offering himself as a CEO-style leader who will return to save the nation from economic calamity. "I will do magic for you," he coos. A dubious offer, no doubt, for a country that has already lost 3 years to political turmoil and military misrule. But it is a measure of the economic discontent fuelled by worldwide recession, and the anger and disgust at Mr. Apisit and his military backers that such rhetoric is wildly popular. Mr. Apisit has prudently kept out of sight, attending the G20 summit in London on behalf of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN. In his absence, the Deputy Prime Minister, Sutep Tausuban, offered to hold talks with Mr. Thaksin, but any demands for snap elections would not be on the table, he added. Thai politics is becoming a grudge match. On March 27th, Mr. Thaksin accused Premtin Sulanon, the chief adviser to King Pumipol, of helping to instigate the 2006 coup, together with Surayud Chulanon, another adviser who became prime minister. Both men deny the charges. More broadly, Mr. Thaksin accuses the Thai aristocracy of suppressing democracy and urges his followers, who are largely lower middle class, to rise up and reclaim their rights. In using such class war rhetoric, Mr. Thaksin is playing with fire, and by sniping at Mr. Prem, the chairman of the Privy Council, he is breaking Thailand's royal taboo, Mr. Thaksin's pledges of loyalty to the crown notwithstanding. Privy councillors serve at the king's discretion, so urging them to quit in shame is widely seen as a half-step from directly challenging the monarch, says Titanan Pongsudirak, a political analyst. The latest round of street demonstrations could take the endless feuding of Thai politics to a new, more dangerous level.